This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into the program. It's a windy and wet one as the nor'easter is moving in, but it could be worse. Could be more like our friends to the north who are getting some April 4th snow. So here we always have articles. Remember the April Fool's Day blizzard? Well, they're getting one even a little later than that. So it could have been worse, but it's still pretty windy out there, pretty wet. Keep that in mind as you're heading out the door. It's, still about 40 degrees, so it's not like it's overly cold, but it certainly feels like April out there. And, of course, April 4th is a very important day for those of us who, followers of history. This is a day that I think most people know as being the anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King. April 4th, 1968, and a tumultuous time period in which there were political assassinations just within a couple of months of each other with MLK and RFK. But today, we can remember Martin Luther King. Also, there are times in history where something happens that people just don't want to believe is possible. And so you have a lot of conspiracies that pop up. I always thought that the conspiracies around the Martin Luther King assassination were pretty interesting ones, because I could buy into some of the reasons why, say the CIA would want to have him eliminated, or other organizations, perhaps the Klan. And the criminal idiocy of James Earl Ray, this is a guy that tried to rob a supermarket and got himself locked inside so that he was a sitting duck when the police showed up. But he was not a criminal mastermind by any stretch of the imagination. So a lot of those factors, I've always looked at this one as being the one that maybe there is something to the conspiracy idea. I don't want to get into that and, you know, talk about that through the course of the day. I bring this up so that I can mention the late, great Dr. Philip Melanson, who worked at UMass Dartmouth in the political science department and was one of the world's foremost experts on the Martin Luther King assassination. In fact, wrote a book about it, which I don't know if you can still get it at the campus bookstore, but I'm sure you can find it online. Who Killed MLK? I believe that's the name of the title. Just give me 1 second. Let me look it up and definitely make sure. But I know somewhere in my collection of books, I still have my copy. Yes, Who Killed Martin Luther King? Apparently it was had another printing in 2002, which was definitely after I was done at UMass Dartmouth. But I had my whole political assassinations in America reading list book collection for a while. I think I've still got most of them. Things like Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy, the Jim Mars book that inspired the movie JFK. Other books by Dr. Melanson. I mean, that was a course that changed the way that I think about a lot of things. But again, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole. I just thought I would mention it, you know, to kind of tie in the local angle. 508-996-0500. In happier news, I have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Of course, this is a big week for pro wrestling fans because this is WrestleMania week. This is the week where it's, you know, this is for wrestling fans. This is like the equivalent of the Super Bowl and the week leading up to the Super Bowl with all the different events that go on and all the stuff that can get their attention for the entirety of the week. That's what this week is for wrestling fans. Wow, some of the snow is all the way down into Woonsocket and Smithfield, Rhode Island, into Attleboro. So it came a little bit closer to us than we thought. Sorry, I was just looking at the weather report on Channel 12. So this is an important week for wrestling fans. And at a time when even people who pretend like they're not WWE fans get into WrestleMania, so people start to watch the product. And last week on the WWE's SmackDown program on Friday night, there was a segment where AJ Styles came to the ring. AJ Styles has been stalked in recent weeks by LA Knight. It's a battle of the initials. They have a whole beef going back to the Elimination Chamber match where, you know, AJ thinks that LA Knight cost him the match. I don't know. Like, I don't remember all the stuff that happened, but the bottom line is they're trying to have this very personal angle where LA Knight is getting into the mind of AJ Styles. And AJ Styles is trying to say it's not going to work. So a couple of weeks ago in storyline, as they call it in the wrestling business, kayfabe. Kayfabe is like stuff that happens in storyline, stuff that is you're supposed to pretend is real, but we know isn't. And it's an old carnival term. So in kayfabe, LA Knight showed up at AJ Styles' house to try to call him out. And they ended up brawling on the front lawn and the police were called and all of that. So AJ showed up last week. He was assured that LA Knight was not going to be in the building. He got in the center of the ring And of course, if you know anything about pro wrestling, when they tell you somebody is not in the building, they're in the building. And but he was expecting it, and he's looking for LA Knight to come and jump him. And at first, he suspects that LA Knight might be the cameraman, and he takes off the cameraman's hat and everything, and turns out it's not him. But then as he's doing that, and as he's talking, you know, after that, a hooded figure, a figure in a hooded sweatshirt, jumps over the guardrail around the ring post, around the ring area, jumps over and starts running toward AJ, and is taken down by WWE security. And AJ is like, that's him, that's him. And they unzip the hoodie. And I did what it's called pop, you know, in wrestling, when people are like, when people start cheering, it's called the pop. And I totally popped when I saw that it was New Bedford Toy Store co-owner and Westport native Teddy Goods as the figure in the hooded sweatshirt that was looking to attack AJ Styles. And then he got to do another segment backstage where LA Knight goes up to him as he's getting hauled out by security from the arena. LA Knight goes up to him and hands him some cash and, you know, thanks him for distracting AJ, because right after that whole thing happened, it turns out one of the security guards was LA Knight in disguise. Wrestling, you know, storylines, what can you do? But it was cool to see Teddy get another chance on WWE television. He's been on it a number of times, including 2 years ago, he had a full match against Gunther. It was a squash match. Gunther destroyed him, but that's okay. That's what he was there for. But if you want to see the clips of what happened, you know, just even if you're not a wrestling fan, you can see the local guy being featured on international WWE television. I mean, WWE is as hot as it's ever been right now, with huge global viewership. The TV ratings in America aren't the same as they were during the Attitude Era, but the worldwide interest in WWE has never been hotter. So you can see that clip at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app in the story about not only did Teddy Goods make an appearance on SmackDown, but Kojo's is just about ready to open its new location. And if you were in the old Kojo's toy store, if you ever went in there, it's, you know, that was 4,000 square feet. Was it? Or four? It was very small space. And now they're going to have 2,500 square feet. And we have a photo in that story that kind of gives you a little bit of a glimpse of what to expect in the new store, which will open on April 13th. So they're just moving around the corner from Purchase Street to William Street, literally just around the corner, but they're going to have so much more space and be able to do so much more in the store with celebrity appearances and different events and new types of merchandise. So keep an eye out on that, but certainly check out the story, watch those clips. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, you can appreciate Teddy's acting ability. He did a great job. And of course, I'm sure he'll be, you know, doing some other things with WWE in the future. And we'll keep you updated on all of that. Don't forget, too, of course, the former SmackDown ring announcer, now Raw ring announcer, Samantha Irvin, which is her ring name, is actually New Bedford native Samantha Johnson. So you know her from all of her time as a singer and as a flautist, but she is also a huge wrestling fan, has been her whole life, and for the last couple of years has been a ring announcer with WWE. So she'll be at WrestleMania. There's going to be a good local contingent there. So anyway, 508-996-0500. And it might get a little bit insufferable on tomorrow, on Friday. The wrestling fans might call in because they know that that's how I got started here on WBSM. A lot of the people that call in to talk about wrestling used to call into the locker room to talk about wrestling. We had people that would call every week when we were on Monday nights to ask me what I thought was going to happen on Monday Night Raw, and see what I thought would happen with some of the long-term storylines. and people were convinced that I had some sort of inside information, that I had some sort of source. The former PR person for WWE once said to me, it's like, well, I'm not going to ask you who your sources are, but it's pretty obvious you've got somebody on the inside. And I did not. I just made an educated guess based on the history of how wrestling storylines play out. That was it. I mean, I would pick up bits and pieces of information off the internet, but I didn't have anybody inside feeding me info. Not at first, anyway. 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat and Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. Hopefully you've already downloaded the app, which is made available through our friends at South Coast Towing. But hopefully you've been entering in the codes to try to win cash. I'm getting encouraged because I think yesterday we had a day where nobody tried to send the codes in via app chat. I'm sorry, I know we had one person that did. But people are starting to get it. You have to go on to WBSM.com or on the app and hit the win cash option. So it's either the button in the middle of the app. And if you don't see the button, you just need to close out the app and open it again or go to your app store and update it. But there's the button in the middle of the app. And then if you go to the website, WBSM.com, it says win cash at the top. And then that's where you would go to enter in the codes. There's a box for each hour's code. You just go in there and type it in and you're automatically entered. So, you know, as long as you have the code right. When you get that code and you enter it in each hour, you are entered to possibly win $100. And then each one is also an entry for the grand prize of $30,000. And it's just so easy to play, so easy to enter. You're already listening anyway. You might as well write down those codes. We're going to give you a code every hour, starting at 8 a.m. all the way through 5 p.m. I was getting a message from somebody yesterday. It was like 9:04, and we got a message. Where's the 9 a.m. code? Hold on. We got to get through the news and everything. It will be sometime in the hour. But I was like, well, that's exciting that somebody is that fired up and that excited to play Win Cash. And you can be too. So you can start playing along beginning at 8 a.m. with Win Cash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. All right, I'm going to take my first break. 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments.
Sleep tonight and may your dreams be realized. If the
That is MLK from the U2 album, The Unforgettable Fire, which the entire album is about Martin Luther King. So it's, you know, you probably know the songs Pride in the Name of Love, which we'll play later. You probably know Bad. You know, those songs come from that album. And it was a bit of a concept album dedicated to the memory of Martin Luther King. So it's not, you know, for a lot of U2 fans, they might say, well, it's not exactly my favorite because they were kind of getting more experimental, but you can see they were starting to really develop that social commentary voice that started with War. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I mean, someday, sure, we could do a whole 3 hours talking about U2's music, but nobody wants to hear me do that. you want to hear me do that just about as much as you want to hear me do 3 hours talking about wrestling and WrestleMania. But, hey, again, I've got to be true to my roots. That's how I got started here. So there's got to be a little bit of wrestling talk, especially when there's a local flavor to it, such as the one and only Teddy Goods making an appearance on SmackDown, which you can see at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and read a little bit more about the move of Kojo's Toy World, which, again, if you haven't been in there, it for kids like me, it's all the toys that I either had growing up or wanted growing up, and now I want them all again. So it's dangerous for me to go in there, but there's so much great stuff in there. You'll have to check it out when they move into the new location opening up April 13th. Now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
A flight makes an emergency landing, prompting an FAA investigation. President Biden lays out a Medicare plan, and a lottery jackpot keeps growing.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
An investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration is underway after a Southwest Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing due to severe turbulence on Wednesday. A passenger and a flight attendant were transported to an area medical facility after the plane landed in Tampa, Florida. During a White House event, President Biden laid out his efforts to lower health care costs for Americans. Biden said seniors on Medicare will not have to pay more than $2,000 per year for prescription drugs starting next year, under the Inflation Reduction Act. A Massachusetts man is heading home today after becoming the first person to receive a pig kidney. The new kidney was genetically altered to remove harmful pig genes and add certain human genes to improve its compatibility. Senator Bernie Sanders is advocating for a four-day work week. The independent lawmaker from Vermont penned a CNN op-ed saying, quote, "The wealthiest people in this country have never had it so good." He cited a study by the Rand Corporation, which notes that while the wealthy are doing well, weekly wages for the average American worker have actually gone down, adjusting for inflation. The National Civil Rights Museum is set to host an annual remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. This year marks the 56th anniversary of the death of the civil rights leader. And the Powerball jackpot keeps growing after there was no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's big drawing. That pushes the jackpot up to an estimated $1.23 billion ahead of the next drawing on Saturday.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics have clinched the top seed for the playoffs. They sealed the deal when they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 135-100. Next up, they host the Sacramento Kings on Friday night. The Red Sox beat the Oakland Athletics 1-0. They play the Los Angeles Angels Friday night and Fenway home opener April 9th. Bruins and Carolina Hurricanes up first tonight at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this stormy Thursday morning. The high wind advisory will expire first thing this morning, but there is a coastal flood watch or advisory in effect until 7 o'clock this morning. We have rain, we have fog, we have mist, we have windy conditions. They will remain quite gusty throughout the day. Temperature for this afternoon around the mid-40s. PM clouds and that gusty wind will remain up to 35 miles per hour. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast from the ABC 6 Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
April
You know, for years, Bono got flack for the lyrics in that song because he sings early morning, April 4th, shot rings out in the Memphis sky, and Martin Luther King was shot at around 6 p.m., I believe, sometime between 5 and 6 p.m. So it was not early morning, April 4th. In some parts of the world, there was early morning, April 5th, and Bono was living in, let me do the math. He was, I believe, 4 years old when that happened. I'm sorry, 8 years old. He would have been 8 years old. I believe he was born in 1960. So he would have been living in Dublin, but still, it you need the facts in the song. And so over the years, and they didn't have, you know, it wasn't like when they were sitting around writing the lyrics to that song, he had Wikipedia to open up to and get the answer. So they made the, and I can't believe nobody caught it in the recording process or anything, but they put it out. And now subsequently, for years, whenever they perform that song, Bono will sing, you know, early evening, April 4th. And actually they put out an album last year, Songs of Surrender, where they kind of had gone through during the pandemic and revisited some of their old songs and updated some lyrics and given them kind of a new acoustic feel. And in that version of it, they re-recorded it to say in the evening, April 4th. So it's like those dumb mistakes that get, like I made a dumb mistake in Ghost of the South Coast, my first book, where I had told the editor something about, oh, you need to change that this happened at Assawomset Pond, and it ended up getting like miscommunicated, and they put that, I think it was, they put that King Philip was killed at Annawan, at Assawomset Pond, and then I didn't catch it when I was reviewing the proof, and it made it out in the book, and then somebody brought it up and said, hey, this is incorrect. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is. And I keep saying to the publisher, oh, next time you do a printing, you got to change it. And they're like, yeah, we'll get. But I don't think they've ever done a second printing. Book's been around for 12 years now, 14 years, something like that. And they still haven't had to do a second printing. So as you can tell, sales are amazing. It's not too bad. Now that it's in all the stores locally, I do better. But this is why I was saying earlier this week, sometimes it's better to self-publish, especially if you have the time. Do it yourself. You have to get out there and hustle yourself, but you'll make a lot more money than opposed to, you know, getting a check a couple times a year for a couple of $100. So a friend of mine wrote a very successful book on the Cape League. And it was, I think, the first real book on the Cape League, certainly in recent memory. And Chris Price is his name. You've probably seen him on TV and heard him on sports talk radio. Great guy, great writer, great reporter, and huge, huge Cape League fan. And so he wrote a book about the Cape League. And I once said to him, you know, how does that do for you? And he says, you know, every once in a while, I get a royalty check, and we can usually use that to like replace a piece of furniture. You know, buy a new chair, buy a new couch. And I remember thinking then, oh, that seems kind of sad for something that you've put so much work into. And now I get my royalty checks, and I'm like, I wish I had enough to go buy a piece of furniture. I wish I had enough to buy a couch. But there's a difference between writing a book about the Cape Cod Baseball League, which a lot of people want to read, and writing a book about ghost stories for a particular region. So anyway, 508-996-0500. Yes, there can be money in book publishing, but most of it happens on the publishing end of it, not on the actual writing part. So there was a story that I saw this morning that I thought was pretty interesting. Let me get it in front of me here. And I'm sure you've heard some of the talk about this, and I know that there's been talk about it on the station. But the Governor's Council has approved Governor Healey's proposal to pardon tens of thousands of people convicted of misdemeanor marijuana charges going back decades. This is getting in line with the federal decision made by President Biden, and he encouraged the governors to do the same on the local level. And so the, you know, some of the governors are following suit. Governor Healey is one of them. And I've been hearing a lot of people who have been kind of arguing the whole, hey, these people committed a crime, and it was a crime when they committed it, and they knew what they were doing. It doesn't matter if it's legal now, it was illegal then. This has happened before. Following prohibition, there were bootleggers who were pardoned. And by the way, most of the people, because they kind of really stopped enforcing misdemeanor marijuana charges even before the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts. This has been something that's been going on for longer than they've been looking to put it on the books, where they've said, this isn't worth the time. Now, if you got arrested for something else and they could add that charge in, yeah, that's where you got a lot of the more recent charges. But if somebody was bagged selling marijuana, they usually took in the person that was selling the marijuana and usually told the person who was buying the marijuana, hey, get out of here. Or, you know, we're going to write your name down if we see you doing this again. But it was not, you know, it wasn't like it was something that was being hardcore enforced anyway in recent years before the legalization, at least from my understanding. What we're talking about when we're saying that these people are going to get pardoned are people who already served their sentence for this. Maybe it was jail time. Maybe it was probation. Maybe it was community service, but they served their time probably decades ago. The idea behind this is so that it comes off their record and is no longer hindering them in 2024 from something like getting a job. So I don't see why. I mean, you know, again, this is misdemeanor charges. We're not talking about people who got caught dealing marijuana. We're not talking about people who took in shipments of, you know, 2,000 pounds of marijuana. We're talking about people who were, you know, your neighborhood dealer. The guy who you called to get you some marijuana and he had to call another guy and then he got it for you and, you know, you met up in the parking lot. Tried to make it look like it wasn't a drug deal when everybody that saw you knew it was a drug deal. You know what I'm talking about. The guy who never had it on hand but was your hookup and said, give me a couple of hours. And then the person who was buying it. That's who we're talking about here. Essentially just coming down to users, really. Just people who used marijuana. And those people who were caught have that black mark following them around now. And is it really fair? I mean, if you get into a job interview and you get to explain to somebody, yes, I have been convicted, but it was for, you know, misdemeanor marijuana charges, and I got caught buying some weed when I was in high school from a guy in the parking lot of CVS. Wareham people know what I'm talking about. To where the payphone was. You would use the payphone to make the call. Not that I ever bought it. I just knew about it. Everybody knew about it. But you would have the opportunity in that moment to explain what it was all about, but not everybody gets that chance. Some people, they would just see, have you been convicted? Yes. Okay, well, let's move on to somebody else. So it is an unnecessary hindrance for something that most jobs wouldn't even fire you for now, let alone, you know, have you be charged with anything. You can't be charged now, but you know, most jobs would say, okay, well, I get it, but just don't do it before you come into work. So this is the equivalent of, you know, somebody who was caught with alcohol during Prohibition and got arrested because they had some bathtub gin. Than not being able to get a job. So I think it's being overblown, the whole, hey, they were criminals because they knew it was a crime when they did it. Yeah, and it was a stupid crime then. And it's a stupid crime now, in retrospect. I'm talking just, you know, purchasing and being that middleman connection for that purchase. Not, obviously, people who were bringing in 2,000 pounds of it, they had more nefarious purposes for what they were doing. Even now, you can't do that. But the outrage, I think, is phony. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
Last Dance with Mary Jane, you know, get it? Because I was talking about marijuana before. Anyway, okay, I'm trying to connect all the dots for you. You don't need me to do that. But what I can do is I can connect the dots for you if you are looking for maybe a second job to make some extra money. Maybe you are a retiree who is just kind of bored at home and looking for something to fill some of the time. Maybe you are a stay-at-home parent. And you are limited in the hours that you can work because you have to work around your children's school schedule. Well, any one of those positions would be perfect to work for Tremblay Bus Company. Tremblay Bus Company is now hiring school bus drivers, bus monitors, and van drivers. So you get the chance to earn some money while helping support local students. And I know what you're saying. I don't have a CDL, Tim. I can't get that job. That's okay. If you want to try to get your CDL, they will train you for it. So they will help you get your CDL. If you are willing to learn, they're willing to train you. Tremblay Bus Company will make sure that you get started on the path to not only helping out those local students, but helping out yourself as well. So if you would like some more information, visit tbcbus.com, TBC for Tremblay Bus Company. Visit tbcbus.com and join Tremblay Bus Company today. I do have to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few moments. See, there's some Ace of Base. Either I'm trying to get your day started off with a little bit of a pep in your step, or I'm trying to sell you some Garnier Fructis shampoo or whatever. Right? Wasn't that the one that was the commercial? Anyway, we're going to be taking a break for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500. Also, App Chat and Open Line Voicemail on the WBSM app. But whatever is on your mind today, I know we were supposed to be at Country Whip today, but we moved it. due to this weather.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.